Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, don't forget, Stoney and Jansen with Heather. You can vote what should the Pistons do with the draft tonight. Draft Cade, number one overall, or literally anything else, the Cade Parade, 89%, which is pretty much what I expected. I think that's the right thing to do. We got some ticket text on our chicken wing little discussion here. Uh-huh. Today's National Chicken Wing Day. John's enthusiastic chicken wing dissertation is borderline erotic. Someone give him a cold glass of water. I love how technical and serious John is with his wing descriptions. And my uncle has a place in New York, not being biased. Best wings, Jetport Lounge, if you're by Niagara Falls, try them out. Best chicken wing, John, ever is Friendly Tavern in Indianapolis. Plenty of meat and large sauce cups.
Okay.
Sweetwater Tavern in Detroit, best wings hands down. Detroit Wing Company. The Clarkston Tap has the best wings around. They're huge. You can order just thighs or nuts, drums. Inside tip, get Frank's hot sauce on the side. It's free. And if you order a side of sauce, they'll bring you Frank's in a small cup and charge you. Oh, here's a guy who I think is a wing aficionado, and he also knows about Cade Cunningham. It's Greg Campy, the head basketball coach at Oakland U. What's up, Coach Campy? What's happening?
Well, when you started talking about chicken wings, I'm driving into work, and I had to text you. I mean, John's got it absolutely right. The key to the chicken wing is how much blue cheese you can put on it.
Thank
and
you.
How good the blue cheese sauce is, and then how good it tastes when you lick your fingers afterwards.
I agree.
Yes.
And wouldn't you just love, like, because it's the coverage. And if you can get it in a bowl instead of one of those small cups, your chance of good coverage and your enjoyment goes up exponentially.
Yeah, but most places you got to ask, like you said. You've got to ask for the bowl. You got to ask for a larger portion because there's going to be more blue cheese than there is. And then you got to have the hunks of the blue cheese. You can't just have the
just not the sauce.
Yep. Yeah, it's got to be actual hunks of real blue cheese.
So are you spicy or mild?
Oh, I like them all. It doesn't matter. I'll eat any chicken wing that's put in front of me. I agree with you, though, on that dry rub thing. I think that if you're in a position where you can get the dry rub wing without sauce, you know, it's a good change of pace. And it's, if you know, like if you drive in or something like that, you don't want that all over your hands. So I agree 100% with you on that.
Now, I know you texted in your love for Sweetwater downtown. A lot of other people did as well. Near campus, near you know, in Oakland County, near where you guys are, what's the best place where you go?
Well, I personally, I like BW's. I mean, I know that that's because at BW's you can get like 17 different kinds,
right?
You know, and so if you're just feeling it, you go in, and I like the Parmesan one the best, but I also like the teriyaki is really good too, and then the honey barbecue and all that kind of stuff. So if you get like five of each or six of each, you can spend a couple hours in there watching games, and so it's the whole thing with the sauce.
So I think we are in lockstep because I do like to have a variety. They've got the Asian Zing as well, which it's like the teriyaki with a little more spice, but we had discussed this earlier. Stoney brought it up. Your thoughts on boneless wings?
Never had one and won't. If somebody at my table gets them, I tell them they have to change tables. Just get out of here.
Thank you. Thank you.
By the way, okay, so tonight the Pistons have the number one pick, and most people around here and around the country think it should be Cade Cunningham. You coached against Cade Cunningham earlier this season. his one season playing NCAA basketball. And I'm looking at the box score here. He had a pretty good game, and they're not great. He had, what, 18 points, shot 5 for 13 from the field, something like that. How good is he?
Well, in prepping for him and watching film, and I think that's what a lot of the fans see, is you think, you know, hey, he's good, but, you know, he's not. That's what you're looking at. And so I'm sitting on the floor on our bench with my assistant, Jeff Smith, 10, 15 minutes before the fans, they did have fans at that game come in, and you're just sitting, and all of a sudden this guy walks out, and I said, is that cutting him? And Smitty says, yeah. And I went, holy, I can't use the word on your show. This guy's shoulders are so big, and his body is, he's so big that you think about what he's going to be in 3 to 5 years. You know, he's 18 years old, and he's just cast a shadow when he walked out there. And now he plays the point. He handles the ball. He's a really good passer. In our prep for him, we didn't know if he could shoot it. And late in the game, we were ahead, I think, with 6 or 7 minutes to go, and they made a run, got ahead. We backed off him and dared him to shoot, and he buried 2 threes. Just didn't even think about it, just knocked him down. And I walked away from that day saying, okay, I understand why everybody's saying he's number one. But the whole key to it, Stoney, is the NBA now is big, strong guys, Giannis, LeBron, those guys, they grow, and they look like football players. And then they just play one-on-one, they pick and roll basketball, they put their shoulder down, and they go to the rim. And that's what this kid, in 2 to 3 years, nobody's going to be able to stop him.
And everybody talks about his intangibles. He's a great leader, a great teammate. So you think this is a no-brainer, right?
Oh, and, you know, I mean, I have never seen Jalen Green play. So, you know, the lawyer in me says, you know, you can't say it's a no-brainer,
right,
because you haven't seen the other guy. But I can't believe that his future is better than this kid's. I mean, you just see the way the game is played and who's successful in the game. And I think, you know, I heard you say when I was driving in something about some people say there's no generational player in it. I disagree with that. I think this kid could be a generational player.
I'll ask you this, because obviously you're a college coach here locally, and you've been recruiting players for a long time, and you've seen the development of, you know, hey, guys going straight to the NBA. We've got the one and done now. In your opinion, because of Cade Cunningham, you mentioned his physical prowess right now, but that in 2 or 3 years, his ability to fill out and continue to mature, would you rather a guy like that be able to mature at the college level and get more than just 1 year, or are you okay with some of these guys just need to go right to the NBA?
I would only want him in college if he played for me. Because then I agreed, yes, he should be in college. But no, he needs to. You know this, John. When you got to the NFL, it was your living. It was, you were in that weight room. You were around professionals, and that, how that changed you. Even though, you know, Michigan's probably got as good a stuff as there is for a student athlete as far as strength and conditioning and facilities and things like that, you were still a student. You still had class. You still had, you know, all the things that all went away when you went to the NFL, and it just became a way of life. And that kid needs that. I'm a firm believer that if you're good enough, you need to go. And so I think that, you know, he should be in the draft. He should go play professionally. He should make his money and have the right to do all those things.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for chiming in. More importantly than the Cade Cunningham stuff, the chicken wing stuff, because that's more important, it seems, to people. I don't know.
Well, I always listen on Thursday for sure, because that 2 Grand Slam thing you have, I always try and see how many I can get. And it's never very many, which pisses me off. So we always put those movie characters and those singers in there. Like, who really cares about that? Give me basketball stuff.
All right, Greg Campy, thanks for listening. Yeah. We appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
All right, guys.
All right. He's a treasure.
Yes, he is.
He really is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.